From NPR News, this is Day to Day. California may soon enact sweeping legislation to fight global warming. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, a Republican, is working with Democrats to force businesses to cap greenhouse gas emissions. Other states are watching closely. From member station KPCC, Tamara Keith reports.
The bill AB 32 is known as the Global Warming Solutions Act of 2006. And to hear the bill's author, Assembly Speaker Democrat Fabian Nunez, describe it, California is poised to do something remarkable.
What we're about to embark upon here in the state of California is massive. This is truly unprecedented. And we believe that we are on our way to fighting global warming at the international level.
The bill lays out a path for California to meet aggressive emissions reductions called for by Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. It aims to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the state to 1990 levels over the next 15 years. The bill does this in part by setting caps and creating a council to regulate industry. While the federal government has refused to sign on to the Kyoto Protocol, the international treaty to reduce greenhouse gases, Governor Schwarzenegger has said California shouldn't wait. And he says if the state leads on this and does it well, other states and countries are likely to follow.
If we do it right, it can't be an example for the rest of the world. But if it fails, then the rest of the world looks at it and says, you see, this is why we shouldn't do this.
Schwarzenegger believes it will fail unless the legislation creates what's known as a cap-and-trade system, so that if one company can't meet the standards, they can buy emissions credits from another company. His advisors say this is working internationally and should be mandatory in California. Democrats who control the legislature disagree that the system should be mandatory. Schwarzenegger is also facing intense opposition in the form of lobbying and ads from powerful business interests who have typically been his allies.
Nobody wins, not even the environment.
AB 32 is wrong for California. I'm calling my legislator and the governor's office today to let them know.
A group called Sustainable Environment and Economy for California is behind this radio ad. They get funding from the State Chamber of Commerce. Chamber spokesman Vince Salido says the bill will only increase energy costs and force California businesses to flee the state.
All of this would be for little to no benefit, because if businesses just leave California to go somewhere else like China, we're not going to do anything to solve a global problem, but we will have really hurt California's economy.
Supporters of the legislation say many businesses could actually benefit from the bill. And if it includes a cap-and-trade provision, the Schwarzenegger administration says even some utilities and oil companies will get behind it. Governor Schwarzenegger says he's going to have to walk a fine line to get Democrats to give him a bill he can sign.
Of course, there are businesses that are saying, don't go there, don't sign this bill. And there's environmentalists that are saying, don't sign this bill because we don't like the trade aspect of it. I think that we can protect businesses and also protect the environment if AB 32 is written the right way.
California's legislative session ends 1 week from today, so the governor and Democrats don't have a whole lot of time to work out their differences. A victory on this bill for Arnold Schwarzenegger will boost his green credentials, something he needs heading into his fall reelection campaign. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.